единогласно.
And so it was. The 170 members of the Russian Senate unanimously voted yes to the annexation of 18% of Ukraine's internationally recognized territory, despite international condemnation. On Monday, the lower house did the same.
Today, the U.S. have subjugated almost the entire West, mobilizing it to turn Ukraine into a tool in a war against Russia, just like Hitler sent most European countries to war in an attack on the USSR. Just like then, today's West plans are bound to fail.
Once signed by President Vladimir Putin, the new constitutional laws become official in the Russian Federation, and Moscow will redraw its federal map and that of Ukraine.
On the battlefield, the reality is different. Russia only partially controls the four regions it has claimed. Its army has been losing ground across the territory it's been occupying. Last month, President Vladimir Putin announced the mobilization of up to 300,000 reservists. 200,000 of them have already been deployed. Training is underway in 80 centers across the country.
They are being trained to fire portable anti-tank grenade launchers. We will train them how to run into battle.
After weeks of confusion and protest against the mobilization, Russia's Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu sought to reassure the public that the call-up was only for army reservists. Young conscripts for routine compulsory military service won't be deployed to the front line. But that won't lessen the challenges Russia is facing in its efforts to consolidate gains on the ground, nor in selling its war both at home and abroad. Mohammed Val, Al Jazeera, Moscow.